The successful defeat of the war with the kings, the First World War, as some might say. So, Melech Sodom, the king of Sodom, speaks to Avraham. Of course, regarding the Zecha Nishmas, it's a Bashalom, if you're wondering. So, after the First World War, and Avraham was successful, so Sodom, the loser of the war, says, how about Teni HaRechush? Give me, you know, I'll give you back the people. You give me all the booty, all the loot, all the spoils, which obviously the winner takes the spoils in a war. That's the way the game's played. Yeah. So Avram said, I'm not taking nothing from you, Sodom, because I know what you're going to say. Look, you made Avraham wealthy, and I don't need you. God's in control of the game here. He already was wealthy at this point already, and I'm not going to take anything. What the language of the Torah was, I'm not going to take a chut, I'm not going to take a thread, or sruchna, or even a shoe strap. That's the language. Of course, the language isn't coincidental. So what is the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Test 89, says, what is it referring to? What mitzvah do we have with the chut? Hopefully you're wearing it now. Tzitzis. And something you're going to be putting on shortly. Struch now, a shoe strap, the leather, that's tefillin. So from here, the Gemara says, in the merit of Avraham, not taking anything, any spoils from the war, his descendants, that's us, were Zohar, merited the mitzvah of talis and tefillin. I'm sure some people would be happy if we didn't have talis and tefillin. That's a separate discussion. But we merited the mitzvah of talis and tefillin we get to put on every morning. So that's what the Gemara says in Chulin. And in fact, interesting, the Meshach Chachma points out, based on a Gemara in Brachas, Chav Vav Amud Beis, 26b, who instituted Tefillah? What is the history behind Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv? So the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Vayashkem Avram Babokir. Avram instituted the morning prayer, Shacharis, Yitzhak, the Mincha, the afternoon, and Yaakov, the evening service. We'll discuss Musaf another time. So the Meshach Chachma makes an interesting observation. During which prayer do we put on a talis and tefillin? Is it door number 1, 2, or 3? Is it Shacharis, Mincha, or Ma'ariv? It's Shacharis, as we all know. And who instituted Shacharis? Avram. And whose merit did we get talis and tefillin? So therefore, he says, that's why the custom is to put on talis and tefillin in the morning, because that's Avram's prayer, and because of Avram's act of not taking any spoils in the war, we warranted the mitzvah of talis and tefillin, hence the minig we have. And in addition to that, the Meshach Chachma points out, Reb Meir Simcha Kohen, we also say, it's a famous prayer, we say, Adon Olam, which means, Adon, God, you are the master of the universe. Who is the person who brought God down into the universe? Who is the first, the Maimon, who spread ethical monotheism to the world? Abraham. So therefore, in his tefillah, we also say Adon Olam. So that's why we have talis, tefillah, and all these things during Shacharis. That's Avram's tefillah. So we see from this Gemara that Avram, because in the merit of Avram Avinu, we merited the talis and tefillah. However, I know Noach's a long way off. That's a whole week already. I don't expect you to remember. But we learned in Parashas Noach, I don't expect you to lechacha, that was yesterday. But Noach last week, that's like an eternity for us. So it seems to say something different. From this parasha, it says we got the mitzvah of tzitzis based on what Avram, in the merit of Avram, not taking even a thread from the spoils. Mm-hmm. Yet there's another famous Rashi quoting Chazal, at the end of Parshas Noach, or after Noach came out of the ark, and God said, Seimen Ateva, you have to come out. And of course, the first thing he did, for better or for worse, is he planted a vineyard, like Niagara Falls, we have a kosher vineyard there. You know, you have to, as the Gemara says, the whole purpose of wine is to comfort the mourner. He lost all his friends, I mean, his family he had, but imagine. That's why it had to be, the question is, you have to be commanded to leave the teva? Like you're stuck in jail for 120 years. You're in the dungeon in Alcatraz. And the guy has to beg you to come out because psychologically, you just don't want to deal with the real world anymore. As you know, like Shawshank Redemption, you know, when you leave jail, you're in trouble. You don't know how to function in life anymore. So same in Ateva. So he planted vineyards. So, and then there's a terrible incident that one of his sons, Chaim, did to him. Different opinions what he did, but nothing good. And he was there. He was there naked, and his other two kids, Shem and Yafes, came ahead and they covered up Noach from after the act that the other son did. So the pasuk says Vayikach Shem es hasimla. The pasuk says in the singular, Shem covered up the father. Yet we know it wasn't just Shem. It was Shem and Yafes. So why is it right? Should have said they both. Why is Shem get credit? So the Chazal tell us because really it was Shem's idea. Like really Yafes wasn't going to do anything. But when Shem did, how's it going to look? Daddy's going to like Shem better than me. I better make sure I help along. You know, some people, you want to do things, but you're not going to. But when someone else does it, I don't know. I don't want to look bad. I'm going to go ahead and I'll come join the good deed. So what does the Gemara say? What does Chazal, the Medrash, say? Because Shem covered up his father, he was zocha to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The beggar, you know, beged tzitzis. So we have an apparent contradiction here. Where does the mitzvah of tzitzis originate? Does it come from Shem? Or does it come from Avram? From Lech Lecha, from the Gemara in Chulin, it says it's Lech Lecha, Michut V'yad Tzruch Now. And Rashi quotes in the Medrash in Parashas Noach, it says Shem. He's the one who gets credit for the mitzvah of tzitzis because of what he did, his tremendous act of kivud avim, or stopping the embarrassment of his father. So, yeah, Jeff.
What's the connection between covering his father and tzitzis? Was he covered his father with a corner or something like
that? Well, a cloak. But it's what is beged. Oh, a beged, beged sell tzitzis. So, oh, beged. Okay. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to offer, and others want to offer an explanation to reconcile the apparent contradiction. So there are different customs of how to wear your tzitzis. By tzitzis, I don't mean, everyone agrees when it comes to davening this morning, your prayer shawl you put on top of your clothes. But how do you wear your talis katan? So they're different. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, he seems to say, what's the difference? You wear your talis gadol on top of your clothes. Like you see many pictures. You see Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Catskill sitting. Well, it's the summer probably, but he's wearing like this big talis gadol. You find the stipler, the Chazon Ish, many pictures of gadolim wearing the big wool. Well, not everyone wore wool, but the big talis gadol. That's one meaning. So that seems to be the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Magen Avraham quotes, and there's a the minhag among the Sfardim, Avadja Yosef quotes from the Arizal, Chacham Avadja, that alpi Kabbalah, Kabbalistic reasons, you don't wear your tzitzis, you wear everything inside. That's why among Sfardim, everything, even the strings. And the Magen Avraham quotes the minhag, where many others follow, seems to be the minhag in yeshivas, you wear your beged inside, and you wear your strings outside. So let's focus on that minhag. That's what the Rav Soloveitchik is for. What's that meaning of wearing your beged inside under your shirt, but you wear your strings outside? So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to reconcile, he explained, because where does the mitzvah of tzitzis come from? So he said, it seems to be, on one hand, the Chazal say it's because of shame, because he covered up his father after the flood. And on the other hand, in the Gemara and Chulin says it's because of Avraham, he didn't take the spoils from the war. So he says, well, it depends. There are two parts to the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's the beged, there's the actual garment you're wearing, the four-cornered garment. That's, if you wear a four-cornered garment, that generates the obligation. And then the actual tzitzis part. In fact, there's a whole chasam sofer which wants to explain. There's a whole kasha. We know where's the source of Aseh Docheh Lo Saseh. We have a mitzvah in the Torah that we learn out. A positive mitzvah certain times overrides a negative commandment. What's one of the sources? Kilayim b'sitzis. In other words, back in the day when everyone agreed to real tcheles, today there's a debate. But what did you have? You had linen. You could wear a linen garment and connect it with a woolen string. So you had wool and linen together. Usually that'd be a biblical prohibition of wearing shatness. But from the juxtaposition of the psukim, the mitzvah of sitzis right next to the mitzvah of shatness, we learn out, asei docha losa, asei, a positive commandment overrides a negative. So comes along, the Chassid Sofer says, wait a second, that's not a good source. Because we have another klal in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes, and other places. Mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu. The purpose, when God gave us mitzvahs, it wasn't for our personal benefit. We do mitzvahs in order for God's purpose. We don't get benefit for our own personal mitzvahs. So what's the issue of shatness? The issue of shat. So the Rashba says, not only does it apply to the actual mitzvah, but the whole process. In other words, let's say you took a vow, I'm not going to go into John's Lake, whatever it was. It was a nice hot day, so you can't jump in to cool off. But let's say you're going to the mikveh, so you, even though you're going to benefit because you will get, but since you're going for the mikveh, the Rashba says that's also mitzvah's law. He takes it as that's also considered mitzvah's law, and it's okay. So it comes along the Chasam Sofer base, and he says, so shatness, the issue is getting hana. There's no mitzvah's law of hanos nitnu. He says that there's no problem. We don't need asei docha los asei. The little hana you might be getting with the shatness doesn't make it. You're doing the mitzvah of sitzis. So based on mitzvah's law of hanos, you don't need asei docha los. What do I need the principle? How could I learn out asei docha los asei from kalayim b'shatness? Mitzvah's, I'm allowed to get benefit anyway for the because based on the Rashba. So he has a whole answer saying. A difficult answer. Really, the whole mitzvah is the mitzvah of sitzis, and the beged is kind of it's almost like a heksher mitzvah. It's not, like when we talk about the mitzvah, he says, really, there is no mitzvah of the beged, which is a chiddush. We don't know, and therefore, I can't say mitzvahs lav lahanos nindo. So therefore, I need asid. But the point being is, he works with the shita that there's a difference between the beged. And we assume the beged's a mitzvah also. If the Chasam Sofer takes it to extreme, maybe it's not, that just generates your obligation, but it's not the mitzvah's really the sitzah. So we have salvation, others explain like this. When it came to the mitzvah of the beged, that came from shame. When it came to the mitzvah of sitzah, that came from, why would I make that distinction? So that's what he explains as follows. One of his famous pieces he calls Ethics versus Etiquette. He points out because what, so, shame got rewarded by the mitzvah of sitzis, and what was Yefes, he still did a good deed, even though he might not have the best of intention. His descendants warranted the mitzvah of kfura. So how is it mida keneged mida? How does the reward fit the crime, fit the good deed? So he says, because what was Yefes? That what was shame? Shame was interested in doing the right thing. He didn't care if it was in a public place, his father was being embarrassed, or like it was. No one saw his father. He didn't care. It's never too late to do the right thing. As opposed to Yefesh, which is on the Greeks, they're into beauty. He was very big on etiquette. How does it look? Like, you know, when you're in your house, you know, no one follows Emily Post. You eat with your hand, you're that. You know, when you're out in public, there is a limited amount of etiquette, you know, within reason you follow. You don't have to sleep in your suit on. You know, there are different limits to how far you go. So he says, so from, since Shane was, he was ethic. Ethics means you do the right thing, whether anyone's watching you or not watching any, you do the right thing wherever you are. It's not making the 5 o'clock news. That was shame. Yefes, he into the public opinion etiquette. So that's what he says. So therefore, what's the mitzvah of sitzis? So the beged, what did he got the beged? Beged's underneath your shirt. No one knows if I'm wearing sitzis now. I'm doing that's shame. You do the right thing, whether everyone's, I'm not showing off my sitzis. However, when it comes to the strings, that was Avram Avinu. Avram was a public figure. He went around making a Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying the world, ethical. So now you have to go outside. So therefore, that's why the strings are outside. That's Avram Avinu. But shame, that was the ethics. Everything was private. Or perhaps I can make another suggestion. Is, or you could say the other way is, Shem was the talis katan, and Avram was the talis gadol. When do we put on a talis gadol? So Svarim have a meaning when you turn 13. But we, based on a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, it has kiyikach ish isha, the mitzvah of getting married, right next to the mitzvah of tzitzis. From there we learned the Ashkenazic minhag, even though back then they used to get married like at 13, they got married much younger, but hence the minhag Ashkenaz, we put on tzitzis once we get married. So when you become married, that's why Sheva Brachot, you become a much more, you go from a private figure to a public figure. And therefore that's the yisod. So talis katan, you could say that's shame. That's ethics, you do the right thing, no one's looking. When you get married, you come into the public eye, that's the talis gadol. So to summarize, so we had two different sources that seem to be where the mitzvah of tzitzis originates. We have this week's parsha by Avraham, Bechut v'atzrach now, we learn out the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that's why we explain, that's why Talis and Tefillin goes to Shacharis, Adon Olam goes to Shacharis. So on one hand we see from Avram we learned tzitzis, but we learned also from Shem we learned tzitzis, the fact he covered up his father. So which one is it? So Rav Salavation and others explain, no, because Shem was the Beged, that was the main thing. Like the Chaz, and therefore we learned out from the Beged, we learned out Shem, from the strings we learned out Avram Avinu. Because from Shem we learned ethics, you do the right thing all the time, who cares if you're looking, so the tzitzis is under your shirt, no one knows if you're doing the mitzvah. But the tzitzis we wear out, that's Avram Avinu. Avram's whole life was going, spreading ethical monotheism. Well, you want to go with this chiluk of talis katan versus talis gadol. Talis katan is Shem and talis gadol is Avram, because that's when you become more of a communal figure.